What is up, Jeff No Chaser?
What's good, bro?
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
Well, you know, how you been?
Hey, look,
you
been all right? I'm fabulous, man. Look, we're about to go into April, my guy.
About to hear.
Oh, it is April.
We're about to go into May. I'm like, what?
Well, it is, man. My bad.
Who drinking?
Okay. I ain't even had my drink yet. Right. But, man, we got Lori here today.
Hello,
Lori.
Hello.
Came back. She decided she wanted to come really talk some stuff today, huh?
Back in the building, ready to talk.
Go try.
And we got somebody new with us. We got Shelby.
Hey. I'm excited to be here for sure.
So Shelby said she about to come. She said she gonna talk. She said she about to outdo me and Jeff. You know, me and Jeff can take over a conversation.
True.
Hey, look, make sure you like, subscribe, and go ahead and promote this show, man. We talk a lot of positive stuff on this show, but today we about to go ahead and get into this love,
negative
work
stuff.
And you
positive stuff.
negative stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Jeff, I got a good one for you. Look, I ain't got no stats today, so you can't be mad at the stuff that I say because I ain't got no stats.
That's a good thing. Now you're going off of your heart.
No, yeah. I still researched it.
All right, go ahead with your okay. Trash.
You said go ahead with my what?
I said go ahead with it, bro.
But
we about to have a good time.
Okay, so all right, so balancing love, work, and personal life can help reduce burnout, obsession, and lose relation. It reduces burnout, obsession, and lose relationships and jobs due to lack of focus according to BetterHelp. Now, when we're talking about personal, when we're talking about balancing those things in your life, and we talk about balancing, you know, work, love, and then your own personal growth, you know, it's essential that you have that balance so everybody can get an equal amount and you don't lose out on a lot of things. Okay. Mm-hmm. So some of those things that you can do to kind of balance those things out is like set boundaries, prioritize your health, spend time with your family and friends, engage in religious and spiritual activity, and practice self-care, including nutrition, exercise, and support a spouse and partner.
Man, that sounds like you ain't got no time for nothing else but that.
Well, hold on. I got some more stuff for you. You know,
I'm good with what I'm doing.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's too much.
Hold on. We're going to get to that.
Those are necessary things, though. When you think about it, they're necessary.
Okay.
Requires being able to balance it. Mm-hmm. It's
okay.
All needed.
Well, hold on. I got y'all. Now, according to Forbes, a reason.
I thought you said you ain't had no stats.
Man, be quiet. A reasonable work week of 38 to 45 hours can benefit your work, not suffer from it. This is according to Forbes.
Who worked that little bit of hours?
Hold on, wait a minute. However, studies and experts say that working more than 40 hours a week on a regular basis may have detrimental consequences on productivity, well-being, and health. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I got some more stuff.
Because
I know you're ready. I know you're ready.
Come on.
Hold on. All right. Some common reasons that lead to poor work-life balance include increased responsibilities at work, working longer hours, increased responsibility at home, and having children. All right? Now, I got a few tips for you for work-life balance.
So that's saying don't have kids.
Pretty much.
I fucked up already. So go ahead, keep going. Yeah.
Planning ahead, embracing the way the brain works, setting blocks of time to different tasks, ending work at a certain time, enlisting technology to help you unplug, going out to lunch or enjoying lunch with coworkers, taking time off, and practicing mindfulness. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are your thoughts on the information that was provided?
I'm going to let the new person go first.
Go ahead, Shelby. It's all on you.
Well, I'm a big advocate for planning ahead. Like,
okay.
I always say if you don't get ahead of the day, it's going to get ahead of you real quick. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
I got a toddler and I got a husband and I got a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's really quick to go from left to right real fast. So, I definitely think you got to prioritize. You got to see what goals you want to set for the day. Go starting at the beginning of the day or the night before, at least having in mind what you want to do the next day. You got to kind of plan that out in your head. For me, that definitely works for me. Some people are visual. Some people got to write it down, but you got to make time. I mean,
that's good.
It'll get ahead of you.
So you're making time for a family. So what about personal growth? Because you're making time for your marriage, you got to make time for both your kids. And then when you do have two kids, you also got to make sure that you have that one-on-one time between each kid as well. Mm-hmm. So then how do you find time for your own personal growth?
You know what? For me, I try to just get personal growth out of anything that I'm doing. It might not be necessarily like, sometimes it's dealing with somebody. So dealing with my husband, if I learn something, that's still personal growth for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it still helps me as a mom. I'm learning stuff with my kids. It still grows me and gives me a different outlook. So I'm still constantly trying to find, like, it might not be, oh, I could take 20 minutes to myself, because that's very rare in between. Today, what did I do? I got off work at noon and said, you know what? I'm going to get my nails and my V done. Like, it's been a long time. My daughter is only 4 months. So sometimes I just gotta, sometimes it might be taking a half day at work. So that's what it looks like for me right now. Cause once I get home, it's on and popping. I'm mom, I'm wife, and that's that. So.
Okay. All right. All right. Lori, what about you?
Well, with everything you shared, I think it's important to be intentional, you know, so you have to, you know, make sure that you're intentional with taking that time. Sometimes it could be work, or it could be, you know, your relationship and things could become demanding, you know, so you have to be intentional to say, okay, I need to have balance. I need to make sure that I'm not spending too much time, you know, invested in my work, because, you know, I need to make sure I make time for my family. I need to make sure I make time for myself, for my own personal growth, you know, so I think it becomes a thing that you just need to have to, you know, make sure that you have the intent, you know, and like what she said with the preparation, that comes with being intentional. Mm-hmm. So you're actually taking time to think ahead of time of the things that you know you need to dedicate yourself to.
Okay. So what do you prioritize in your life? Like, do you prioritize work? Do you prioritize personal growth? Do you prioritize family? Mm-hmm. Do you prioritize, you know, relationships? You know, that type of stuff.
I think it becomes a question of, like, what needs the most at the time.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Because there are times that your work, you know, you could be up for some type of promotion and hey, you need to put a little extra time in that.
Right.
You know, you could be dealing with the situation with the relationship, you know, to where you're trying to, you know, learn a person. Maybe you're having some challenges. So that takes time. So I think depending on the chapter, you know, of your life that you're in, that is what's going to be at the top of the list, you know, whatever you need to dedicate your time to during that season,
which can change day to day.
It can.
That is true. Jeff,
them are some great answers. Like, here we go. Them are some really good answers. But are they true? I mean, not true, but can it all happen? That's doing so much. You're trying to work. If you got a job, you can work 40 hours and live off of it. Kudos to you. Hey, do your thing. Mm-hmm. I make good money and I still got to work overtime. I got a family.
You make good money because you work overtime?
No, I make good money before overtime.
Okay.
Overtime money is play money. Regular 40 hours is basically bill money, man. I spend $600 on groceries, bro. Mm. I got a house full of 5 people that eat.
Yeah.
So me doing 40 hours, 45 hours, not going to happen.
Okay.
Me trying to come home and interact with my family, that's priority one over everything. Family over everything with me.
Okay.
Spiritual, I'm like you, man. I'm kind of like a devil or something. No, I'm just playing.
No,
I'm just joking. I'm just joking, bro. I'm just joking. I get my time when I come to our King's meeting, bro.
Okay.
Our King's meeting is more to me like, I'm not going to say spiritual, but it's my time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I give my family 130%, bro. If you that man, that dude that wants your family to follow you, that's what you go do. Your wife can do 75% of straight bullshit jack off. But everything else is gonna get done. Reason why is because the man gonna make sure.
Okay.
Now when she come back and be like, all right, I'm done bullshitting, We 50-50. Let's go. Let's do this. And get that y'all gonna get to running.
Okay.
But I don't see nobody out here doing 45 hours, bro, and still making it. Shit. Because, like I said, gas up to $4 now, for real, for real.
That's true. True.
Groceries is ridiculous.
True, true, true.
Man, let me tell you, I almost cut my my Apple Watch off. The motherfuckers went up $5 on my Apple Watch, bro.
Wow.
I said, for what? It said unlimited. What do I need unlimited for on my watch if I got it on my cell phone?
So you got that 3G connectivity?
Man, I don't care what it is, bro. I'm about to cut it off.
Yeah, that's these subscriptions getting out of hand.
Man, I'm like, I might as well go back to cable, bro. Cable, I knew cable was killing me, but these subscriptions keep, bro. When I had Netflix, it was at $17. That junk like $23, $24,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
So you doing 45 hours and still living a decent, good life. You make really, 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 really good money. In order to pay a car note, if you ain't got a car note, what if your car go down? That's $3,000 regardless.
True.
Period.
True.
So to balance work, life, and yourself is impossible.
I don't think it's impossible.
It's impossible because something is going to sacrifice.
I don't think it's impossible.
Something's going to sacrifice. If it's just you that's going to sacrifice a little bit, to make sure everything else stand up, some go sacrifice, bro.
No, I don't think that. I don't think it requires a sacrifice that you're talking about. I mean, I feel like you're talking about like a deep sacrifice. Like,
no,
when you talk about sacrifice,
I'm not talking about a deep sacrifice. Something's gonna slack, period.
But when you talk about sacrifice, you're basically talking about completely giving something up. That's like a sacrifice.
No, that's not.
I mean, ritually, when you sacrifice something, it goes away.
No, that's not true. When you sacrifice something, it could be lack of.
No, because okay, in witchcraft, when they decide to sacrifice
you're
something,
what?
In witchcraft, when in they decide witchcraft, when they decide to sacrifice,
who the fuck is a dude doing witchcraft?
No, we talking about sacrifice. When you sacrifice something,
okay,
in witchcraft,
so he goes
time out.
Look, that's spiritual.
That's an example. Because they do like reels. He just wants to paint a picture.
You're just saying you can, if you give yourself 100% here, this spot can't get 100%.
Okay.
Something's always going to be unbalanced.
Okay. Period.
Okay.
And I'd rather be me unbalanced, because at the end of the day,
right,
if I'm married, that woman is going to pick me up and throw that other rest of that back into me. Mm-hmm. You see
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
So,
okay.
Okay, maybe
I'm following you.
Okay,
now.
I'm not gonna say sacrifice because
sacrifice.
Your ass went to witchcraft. And I'm not talking about
you. Say sacrifice. It just sounds like I'm completely giving it up. Like I'm completely doing away with it.
You don't have to completely give it up when you sacrifice, bro. When
we talk about sacrifice, we all know that my son was born at 21, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I sacrificed certain dreams at that time.
I mean, you really didn't sacrifice nothing. You just made a decision.
I did say I had to forego. No, I had to forego some decisions.
You made a decision. You made a decision that night to say, no comment. Oh, well, might as well keep going. That was a decision.
It was more like a hypnotism. It wasn't a decision.
But I think what you're referring to is more so that in life we have challenges. So challenges comes and it causes us to have to spend more time mm-hmm. in that particular area. But I do think it's possible to have balance. It's not impossible, but it takes work. You have to be intentional.
Yeah.
For you to balance everything in your life, where do you stand? If you balancing everything,
it's not going to be off. Some days it's going to be, I'm staying in this bed. I don't care who needs to eat.
Right,
I don't care. And those days are fine. That don't mean that stuff is not balanced.
Right.
But it just sort it's more.
It's so not balanced that day. You stay in bed.
it's still balanced, but everybody does just need that time. So I wouldn't just take a, you know, like. It's just random days. Like it's not an everyday thing that you feeling like that. Right. You know, sometimes you just need that extra
totally
bit of
understand.
Sleep.
Yeah.
But you could pick yourself back up the next day and you could get to it.
But mm-hmm. did not something sacrifice when you lay down? Just to chill for that couple of hours. did it. I mean, so
cleaning the house, get down lower, things like
so
that.
So something is going to, I can't use sacrifice, so I got to guess I got to use another word.
I mean,
so something else is going to be lack of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's just go totally be like, oh, it's to the waist. No, but if you give, let's say you and your husband, mm-hmm. if y'all give y'all everything to everything every day, mm-hmm. where's the time for you guys? Where is the time for you to, because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. y'all gonna be wore out. Mm-hmm. Because first of all, he a black man going into the world. Mm-hmm. He already got a problem.
Yep.
Mm. So when y'all say it's a balance or it can be, it never will, because once again, I'm gonna go there. They not gonna let it happen.
But you're looking at it from a day-to-day standpoint. What about if we look at it from a quarterly standpoint or a monthly standpoint? Like, mm-hmm. I think that makes a difference in being able to find that balance. Like, if I use my job as an example, you know, if I use my job as an example, like there are days that my agents are not hitting their metrics. But guess what? Their scorecard is going off of a monthly time frame. So I'm not going to be all on their back about one day, because mm-hmm. if you are consistent and you're practicing the right behaviors, you know, that we talked about, it's going to end up working out, you know, by the end of the month. And it has, you know, within the mm-hmm. years that I've been in the company, that works, you know. So by the end of the month, they be straight. Facts. But it takes, you know, it takes being consistent and diligent daily in order to make that work. So I think depending on the situation, depending on the challenges, you might have to make, it might be a 3-month thing in order to find your balance, mm-hmm. you know, versus a month thing. You know, maybe you could do it in a week, you know, but I think that's what, where it takes taking that time mm-hmm. to think ahead, like mm-hmm. she was talking about with the preparation, mm-hmm. and really think, okay, what is this going to require of me in order for it to be successful? You know, what is my wife in need of? Like, you know, what has been the things that she's been talking about that she wants from me? You know, what has my job been saying they need of me? Okay, mm-hmm. now, what is it going to take for me to make those things happen?
Mm-hmm. I totally agree 100%. You know what? That's good. And now look at it this way. You looking at, let's say your day is over with. Mm-hmm. You sitting at home. You're like, what do my job need from me? Mm-hmm. Okay, my job need more time. Got it. What do my wife need from me? My wife need more emotions from me. Got it. Mm-hmm. What do my kids need from me? I got 3 kids. My daughter, she needs more time with me. Cool. My boys, they need more time with me. Okay, I'm going to go outside, do this, do that. Okay. Where is my mental at? I got all, I understand what you're saying. Go by quarterly. Your body don't go by quarterly. Your mind don't go by quarterly. It's portioned to the max when mm-hmm. you walk out the door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all women. I love women. Don't get me wrong. I love my wife more though.
And there it goes.
But my thing is this. As men, when we walk out the house, our mind is racing 1,000 miles mm-hmm. a minute.
Yeah,
I got to go to work. I got to get to work safe first. Not just because of the people that's in my neighborhood. I ain't worried about them. Hey, what up, Ray Ray and them? Mm-hmm. I'm cool with them.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the boys. I got to get to work first. Can I get to work? Not my man on my back. My boss, my supervisor. What are you on my back for? Just because he don't like me. Period. Okay. Now I'm on my way home. No, I'm going my way to get my kids. I'm going to get the kids. Baby, you stay home. I got this. Going to get my kids. Now, another one of me, younger, got to show off in front of his girl because he got a better car or he trying to do something better. Bro, it ain't even that serious, bro. But when I get home, y'all still want me to balance stuff. I've been unbalanced all day. That's why I come home to my wife. For her to balance me. That's what she's for. And if you're single, you got a lot of drinking to do. Well, I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't go to the bottle, but, you know, my PlayStation.
I mean, you know, everybody got a vice, whatever it is.
Everybody has a vice. Everybody has a vice.
So
everybody has
a vice. Once again, it could never be balanced because we're always off balance.
So I have this theory.
Well, here we go.
What you gotta say?
what, What, Jeff? What do you have to say, dude?
I'm listening to you, bro. You always got a theory, bro.
I do have a theory.
Okay, I'm listening. What's up?
Okay, so I have this. So I have this triangle theory.
Triangle.
Okay. Did you make this up?
No, he couldn't have made it up because she said it wasn't. I mean, hold on. Matter of fact, tell us about the triangle theory.
He does not believe in the balance. Kind of like you, because he thinks that out of the three different things in the triangle.
What are the things in the triangle?
Categories.
Go ahead. No, you said.
No, you already started. I just called you out.
I'm going to be quiet.
No, okay, go ahead. No, you already started.
What's in the triangle?
I'm going to go ahead and take a drink away.
All right, so the triangle, I came up with this idea a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So the triangle basically encompasses your work life, your love life, and you can say like your personal growth and everything like that, or family or whatever the case is, whatever you want to put in that third spot. Only two of those areas will excel, and the third one is going to stagger. And it's always going to be like that, no matter how you configure it, no matter what you focus on. I focus on my career, mm-hmm. my career excel. Mm-hmm. When I focus on like my family and personal growth, mm-hmm. that excel. But my love life, diminished. It's staggered. It never moved.
Why do you think that?
Because I didn't put any focus into it.
So that means it's not balanced then.
That's the purpose of the triangle.
But you're saying you can't possibly balance. You're gonna have to pick two.
You're gonna have to pick two. Whatever you put primarily your focus in,
that's what you're gonna get out of it.
That's what you're gonna get out of it. But you can't divide your attention into three different areas and expect all of them to grow simultaneously. It's not going to stop or cease. It's just going to stagger. So if you put more focus into your love life and your family, which that ends up turning into like marriage or how the case is, those two is going to grow. But your work life is going to stagger. Mm-hmm. You're not going to move up as fast as you think you will when you start a family and you do all these other activities.
I think the woman will see everything as balanced, mm-hmm. because for the simple fact, let's say she at home with the kids, she get off work, she come get the kids.
Right.
If the kids are acting a fool and she trying to cook, when daddy come in, he go straighten the kids out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now her life is already balanced already, because now only thing she got to focus on is cooking or cleaning or whatever she was doing. Right. You know what I'm saying? So what she think is balanced, we done been off balance all day, dealing with all type of different shit all day.
Right.
Period. So our lives as men, I'm going to say this for real, as real men, not the motherfuckers that just come and in and out of life, whatever.
In and out of life?
Yeah. You got them niggas that come in and be like, hey, I'm your man this week. Oh shit. You tripping. I'm gone. You know, them niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Got it.
So
I'm following.
If you got a real man, mm-hmm. that's going to balance your life out, you got to return a favor and balance his life out. You know,
I don't mean to cut you off.
I know, but go ahead. You about to say something. You know,
fuck you. The real man is objective.
What?
It is. It's objective. I mean, you can't possibly categorize real man.
Yes, you can.
Just because he stick around. He can stick around and beat on her. Does that still make him a real man?
For me, a real man is somebody who does what he says he's going to do. So if you are... That could be
a white beater.
That's definitely not what I'm talking about.
I'm not condoning abuse, but I'm just saying like real... Not to be on subject, but real men is subjective. Like,
that's not true.
I think I'm moving on. My next question. I'm not about to go back and forth with you.
I mean, she said she put it plain and simple.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not talking about no woman.
No, but
we just talking about who's coming in to make stuff easier, to make stuff balanced. Okay, who says who's gonna do what they color, say bro. They're gonna
again, do? but again, that's subjective to any person in a relationship.
Not subjective. Please stop it.
No, because a lot of people don't do what they say they're gonna
exactly.
do.
Well, a lot of people view love differently as well.
How you figure that? Oh, we going deep.
We're not about to go there. We're not about to go there. We're not getting off topic.
All right, come on, let's go.
I'm not gonna get off topic. All the thing I would say is I'm not in disagreement with what you're saying.
You definitely are.
I'm not. I'm just pointing out the fact that it's subjective.
That's bullshit, but go ahead, keep moving.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
How's it not subjective?
Because you saying there's no such thing as a real man.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm just saying. You can't categorize real men. Real man from what? Weak man?
Real man from asshole man or bullshit man. Yeah.
Okay. But again, that's subjective.
He's saying it's individually based. So it depends on the person, how they're going to view what a real man is. Thank
you,
Lori.
Everybody has a different point of view.
I'm glad you agree with him.
We'll never agree. So that's not nothing new.
What you're doing, right?
I'm not doing nothing.
Okay, go ahead, bro. Go ahead with your next question, bro.
What's our next question?
Everybody want to be a comedian.
I'm not purposely doing this. Maybe I am. Yeah. I don't know.
Definitely. You got your little Robin right here with you.
I just knew what he was saying.
I know.
I know.
That's all right. We part of the single crew. That's good.
Married life is good.
It's dope. It's dope.
I'll be married one day. Don't worry. I'm going to get there. Nah.
I'm going to be there with bells and whistles. Well, take them.
All right. So what does it mean to you to have a work-life balance?
A work-life balance?
Yeah. What does it mean to you?
You want my honest opinion?
No, actually, I want to ask you.
Oh, my bad.
Put it to you. Didn't talk enough.
My bad.
We're gonna put it on Lori.
Oh.
Yeah, Lori just came back from her trip. Yes.
Which trip? The one she was just on, or
that was a business trip.
The business trip.
Your thing, Lori.
Okay, so what does it mean to me to have a work-life balance?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, for me, being single, put me out there on the streets.
I mean, it's love, work, and you. Like, they got to be two people that. Like, and two married people and two single people. That's how the conversation works.
So I do think I probably only, but I talk a lot about, I mentioned earlier about seasons and, things change. But currently, I probably do spend a lot of time with work. So that is more of a challenge for me, in a sense that I am, I'm kind of putting a lot of my energy into my job and work, currently. So I have to be intentional to say, okay, well, I'm gonna have some time for me, and I work virtually, so I work at home. So that's even more challenging, to make sure you turn the computer off and not get on, because I could hop on there anytime of the day. So that is something that's a little bit more of a challenge for me because of my current situation. But I do try to still make sure, I make time for other things.
Jeff over there making faces.
What?
Jeez, you ain't got to worry about me turning the computer on. That's my time.
So, Shelby, what does work-life balance mean to you?
Well, for me, I work a job that I'm thankful that I don't have to take home. So it's kind of like I go to work, and when I'm off, I'm off. I'm not really having nobody call me on the weekends or after hours. But for my husband, it's a little bit different. So he's in a route of trying to be like his own boss. So that means he has to work his regular job. And then he has to also try to make it work for what a job he wants for himself and work for himself. So
real man shit.
Subjective.
But go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad. Go ahead.
So
I'm going to file an objection against you.
But him, it's hard to turn off the computer, and I can tell. And so, on my end, it's like I try to be patient with it. Sometimes I need you to like pull back or whatever. But for him, it's kind of like he wakes up at 4 a.m. every day.
Right.
Like, this is just something that he instilled, because he does try to create balance in his life. So he wakes up at 4 a.m. He goes to the gym. He's at the gym by 5. He's back home.
I don't mean to put his business out there,
but how he does it.
We can tell.
When he's in the bathroom, that's when he reads his Bible in the morning. Y'all all go to the bathroom first thing in the morning.
Right.
All
men. 100%.
So,
because that's real men.
Yeah.
Real men got shit.
As a girl, it's really annoying because, like, why are you in the bathroom that long? Why am I up and you've been in there for an hour? Like, get out.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We gave y'all time. Give us our time.
3 hours in the bathroom and, you know.
Hey, yes. We got to shave, we got to shit, and we got to shower.
Listen.
Wow. Hey.
Getting in there. So y'all really do take longer to get ready than girls, for real.
No, no.
Whoa,
time out. We said the morning. We ain't talking about getting ready. We can, if somebody call
that's
us and be like,
"Part of your routine is getting ready."
No,
it don't take that long to get ready.
It don't take that long. Now, that long in the morning, you might got us in the morning, because we be on some bull, you know, for facts. But if we if it's in the middle of the day, you be like, "Let's go." All right, boom, close. You still doing hair? Ain't walking around panties and bra, like, babe, what's, I thought we was leaving in 15 minutes. You've been doing your hair for a half hour. Come
there you
on.
Go. Like, the curls won't, fall right. Wow.
But you know what? But you know
something
what?
Going wrong.
But you know what? We cool with that because y'all walking out with us, so we cool with that. We don't care.
Nope.
Yeah, but the work-life balance for me, like I said, it's kind of cool for me in the position that I am. But watching him and trying to get from under working from somebody to working for yourself, you have to put in extra hours. You basically have to go to work after you get off work.
Mm-hmm.
So to do that, you either got to be single or you got to have a partner that's willing to understand what you're trying to do and be supportive of what you're trying to do, because sometimes he can't, or either one of us can't be 100% dad at that moment. Okay, let's take the girls out for a walk, you know, or whatever. Like, my girls had two separate rooms and he needed an office. So just last weekend, we moved them in the same room.
Because
let's create you an office. Like, let's get you to where
that's called you are on growth. That's a real woman.
Okay,
right,
let me just
there.
Say I did just fight say. Against it that first. I wanted my girls to have their own room. But
honesty.
Yeah.
I gave her too much credit too quick.
He truly deserved the office. So I didn't know that part. But yeah, I guess it's really what you're trying to do in your career and in your life.
Facts.
And if you want to be there, you have to figure out ways to be there.
Facts.
So.
Facts.
That's true. That's true.
You want me to answer that?
I mean, they
did a good job. I mean, for real.
I mean, for real, they did. They did. They held it down.
Me personally. Fuck a job.
The only reason why I go
to a job is because I'm trying to be more than what I seen in the past. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So me doing what I do, I'm pretty much setting my kids up, basically.
Okay.
I don't really care about what I'm doing right now because I'm at an age now. I'm not trying to floss. I'm not trying to shine because look how much stuff flossing and shine to get you. Shot.
So you saying I should just tuck my chain?
Oh no, you keep that motherfucker out. me personally, for real, like I said, I make good money, but at the same time, if it comes between my family and my job, fuck that job because I can always go get another job. I would never be able to find a woman that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do, I don't think I have enough left in my tank to give her what she needs. So I shouldn't even bother.
Mm.
What I mean by that, I don't see how people get married 2 and 3 times because I done put so much into this one marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have enough love for nobody else. Like, for real, my love tank is completely full right now with my family. If, God forbid, anything happened, I ain't going to have, that joint going to be empty. With empty tank and a single man is a terrible thing to come across.
Sick. Yeah.
So, I'm not seeing... I wouldn't do nothing, bro. I can't do it.
Hey, Jeff, no chance. Look, I don't mean to interrupt you, but somebody just commented and said they got a question. Just go ahead and just throw your question out there. You know, throw your question out there. I'm going to go ahead and read it.
Wait. Somebody commented and said they got a question?
They did.
So what you're saying is, in the comment section, when we say, leave your questions. And, all right, you know what? My bad. What was I saying, bro? What was I saying, bro?
You were actually making a good point about the importance that you have in your marriage. Like, so at the end of the day, the things that we're trying to balance out really doesn't, it has no weight on your marriage. And right. So you feel that that is pretty much the most important. Nothing else can even hold a can to what you have with your wife. And facts, that 100%. Is going to, you're going to put most of your energy in that regardless.
Regardless,
which I thought, yes, 100%. I agree with that. That's good.
But that can be your balance though. So mm-hmm. when we say balance, it's not like 20-20-20-20, you know, it's not like everything equal to 100%, like, and it's going to be 20 here, 20 mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. It can be for you. Your marriage is 80% yes. of what you want to mm-hmm. grow. That's balance for you. So if you're doing your marriage, that's fine. So you really can do it all. Okay. You just choose to do your marriage. That's great though.
I get burned out. She might replenish. Go ahead, bro.
So bro, I can't read your name. Okay. So I'm not even gonna read your name, but I am gonna read your question though. Now we got somebody here from Scotland.
Okay. Oh.
So shout out to Scotland.
Shout out to Scotland. Hey, Scotland.
So the question you have is, what is that shit painting on the wall?
What is that? Oh, well, to see.
So that
let me answer it.
Okay, that wasn't nice, Scotland.
No, I love Scotland. Don't worry about it. That was a painting from your wife that was over here 2 nights ago.
So,
from his wife.
Who wife?
Scotland wife.
So it came from his wife.
Yeah, it came from his wife.
Okay, so Scotland wife painted that and brought it over here.
Hey, bro, she just was doop 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 doop.
Well, Scotland, you got your answer. Your wife painted it.
She's a shitty painter. It ain't her fault. Give her some classes, motherfucker. Back to our shit, man.
He said that's awful.
I agree, shit, 100%. Tell her, hey, bro, get your girl some painting classes.
You painted this for real?
I didn't. I did paint it.
That's from,
it was. So when I started the show, it was given to me. Somebody had brought it over and said, hey, you know, for you starting the show, we're going to go ahead and put this on the wall. And you know, it had matched the colors and everything. So I was like, you know, cool. You know, we can go ahead and do that.
Yeah, it's not a shit painting.
You know?
Let's continue on, bro.
It was the start of something.
Potential to be what? I mean, is it going to be some more paint thrown on there? Like,
I just think the person who designed it.
That's not what I said. She said it has potential, so I'm just trying to figure out.
I don't want the person who drew this to be watching this.
Well, they sit right there.
Oh, shit. You drew this?
It's really not shit paying out.
So you from Scotland?
L-N-G.
You from Scotland? Damn.
Did you have to?
Well, she just asked.
Well,
she
just asked the question.
You know what?
She said she didn't want the person to see, but she's sitting right there.
My guy from Scotland said he's sorry, it's amazing. Don't lie, this painting was done in like 10 minutes because it was a blank wall and it needed some color.
Something. It looks great.
So it was, but this was done in, like I said, it's, you know, done in 10 minutes. I do have better
work. Well, Scotland guy, you got your ass. It was done in 10 minutes, so you're right. It's a it was a good painting.
Jonathan will drop his address. You
could
send him a new one if it's such a problem.
Well, we're not going to drop the address. We got PTSD over here.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, don't you got another question, man?
I'm trying.
Hey, this went to left field real quick, bro.
Hey, Scarlett, make sure you subscribe, man. We do lives every 2 weeks, man.
Hell, we might have you on here drawing. Fuck.
Now, I do have good paintings. Okay.
This painting was good. Anyway.
It was just a splash of something. I do good work. Well, you're going to see next. You can see a better painting. We're going to replace it.
We're going to replace
that?
Yeah,
we're replacing
it. Because that one just don't have no potential left, huh?
Yeah, this looks good. No.
Painting's beautiful. Okay.
Hey, Scarlett, you're the first one to ask about that painting, my guy.
Nobody has said anything since December. So, just like.
It's been there since December.
It's thoughtful.
It's awful.
Thoughtful.
Oh.
awful.
You know,
awful.
I thought I heard awful too.
No.
I thought I heard awful.
Now you know me. I would never say such.
In front of her. Or the camera, you know.
Shall I say it to my husband?
Hey, on the ride home. Like that pain. Now that I think about it.
Okay, what do you think? Oh, man.
Okay. But thank you. We appreciate the feedback. Yes.
We appreciate
the feedback. Mm. I don't think she appreciate the feedback.
Hell no, she don't appreciate her feelings.
No, I do. I kind of wonder what people thought of the painting. Nobody said anything.
I said a lot about it. Why are you looking at me?
That's
kind of
left another comment.
Oh, shit.
Hey, he said, glad I was able to make y'all laugh. You guys rock. Man, hey,
appreciate
it,
bro.
Appreciate it.
You hurt one of our feelings, though.
Okay. I was curious what people thought.
She about to come back
painting.
With a whole new painting tomorrow. Talk about say, hey, I worked on this one. This one took me 2 hours to do.
Mm. I did throw it. Honestly, I really did throw it together. Like I just thought, I thought the wall needed
honestly,
some color.
I really do think the painting was nice. So
you
want to
take it home?
You see that? She was like, hell no. Then she looked over her husband. He was like.
She's like, I ain't got nothing to go with that in my house.
That's okay, but that's the part I wasn't
going like, she's like, right there. She's like, is my trash can green? I think my trash can green.
Okay.
Hey, we way off subject, bro.
It's the painting. Right, I could take that and make it a masterpiece.
All right, we're about to bring it back. We're about to bring it back.
Okay, let's go to the next question.
It's not that bad, right,
D? Now she's shooting for clout.
Man, facts.
All right. How does personal growth and boundaries relate?
Okay. Oh, so you got to put some boundaries into place. And I mean for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I will be one to say that I struggle with setting boundaries.
Yes.
Boundaries in relationships, boundaries in at work. Even boundaries in my friendships, you know, I feel like that if Jeff No Chaser called me at 3 a.m. and was like, you know, Em, I need you. And I'm be like, bro, where we at?
Mm-hmm.
Like you, I got you.
Well, she said friendships, motherfucker. I'm not your friend. We family.
No, you need boundaries. You really need boundaries with family because they will definitely think that they're supposed to have unlimited access.
True. I agree, but I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you 100%. I got a certain circle. No matter what time they call me, I'm coming. I got a certain circle.
Yeah.
No matter what time, I don't care where they at. What it is, I'm coming.
And that's my thing because somebody always say like, "Well, Jay, why you don't ever turn your phone off?" I'm like, because I got to be available for people. Like, I can't let my people down. Like, I'm Mr. Reliable. People call me like, well, Jay, we know we can rely on you. You're right.
But that's not with everybody.
It's not with everybody.
I'll tell the motherfucker no it real quick. But if that certain circle, I'm there for them.
But as long as it's not getting used and abused, though. You don't have to have you should have boundaries with everybody. And of course you got that circle. If they call you and they need you, you're coming.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like a reoccurring thing. He at home with his family. Oh, he doing this he got this going on. So they not constantly just coming at you. Now, if they're being irresponsible and they need you in a crunch all the time, you probably need to set a boundary.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree.
You know, And that's why I put this question on here, because I think that when we look at personal growth, when we look at boundaries, we don't set boundaries for ourselves for our own personal time.
Mm-mm. You know what? I'm so glad that we got another married person on here or a couple in the room. You single motherfuckers. The hardest thing for me.
You ain't gonna be saying that when I get married. It's gonna be two married people on the show.
I know that's right.
Permanently.
So it's gonna be all right. So my for me, it's hard for me to set boundaries for my wife. Me personally, I have them, but she is like immune to them. if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
But that's your wife.
Yeah, so
she don't care about your boundaries.
Because I mean, we feel like we should still have unlimited access to our partner.
Right.
Yeah, because I have boundaries around my food, but some girl always come over there, can I have some of your food? No,
damn it. My food tastes better.
You should order your own food.
But y'all, she have boundaries, and I let her have them boundaries because I think I'd rather stress out than let her stress out. Mm-hmm. Because her female stress is totally different, bro. Her stress fucks with her body, mind.
At what time of the month?
Oh, it don't matter.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
It don't matter, bro.
It don't matter. It's whatever day we went to, how we wake up.
I said a real smile, too. Like, at what time of the month?
You see, I didn't laugh. I'm married. I'm married. I ain't laughing at that shit.
Look, so our guy from Scotland says that his wife says he's cheeky. I don't really know what that means. From this standpoint, yeah.
I think his name is Yurga.
He's cheeky.
Yeah, and he been married. Like, he been married 30 years.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
He killing the game.
Kudos to
congratulations,
you.
Congratulations.
Hey, Jeff. He said you got a purple hair. He said you do what you told.
All right,
said purple hat does what he told.
It's not a purple hat for one. Hold on. You gotta know your colors. It's blue.
Well, it may look purple on camera.
Well, shit. He needed to fix his computer. It look purple. A little bit. Oh.
And that came from
don't worry, Stalin. I had to put him in this place.
Well, it's blue, my guy. So I run the crib. I ain't none of that. No, I don't run the crib. Me and my wife run the crib. Fuck that. I ain't go start.
Go ahead,
like
say your line. Go ahead, say your line.
Shit, I already said it. You know I love my wife.
Okay.
I let me tell you. Let me tell you two things about me. One, I ain't no sucker, and I damn sure ain't scared to show my love for my fucking wife. That's gonna hold me down. I'm just saying.
Literally, she can't hold you down. But
she hold me down.
You know, but you know, in the
she hold me down.
In a relationship sense, yeah.
Adam and Eve is some bad motherfuckers.
You know, you a big dude. You know what I'm saying? She can't pin you down.
Girl, you better do it. She holds me down.
Lauren, what does personal growth? How does personal growth and boundaries relate?
Man, I don't even know why you playing with me, bro.
Repeat your question there, Emoji.
Girl, I didn't say that like 5 times. You heard what?
Repeat the question.
She only laughed at her.
Hold on, Shelby. Nah. Shelby thinks she's gonna come in here and boss me around.
Not yet, bro.
How does personal growth and boundaries relate?
When it comes to personal growth and boundaries, I think it takes the boundaries is needed in order mm-hmm. to have the personal growth because it's going to impact it. You know, like, so if for you to actually be able to grow, it takes making sure you turn things off. It takes discipline. It takes, you know, being able to set up boundaries with, like we were saying, with family, relationships. That's important to do for your personal growth. So that's what I think.
But you stated earlier, and not to call you out or anything like that, but when you
definitely
say boundaries.
Go ahead. Come on. Come with.
But you said that you can't turn the laptop off.
Yeah, I was able to openly admit that I'm dealing with that. I'm human. Can I have a human moment, MNG?
But you know what I learned, man? Nowadays, it's to the point to where you have to keep working 24/7 in order to get ahead, period.
True.
Because
that's a fact.
Shit is moving so fast. Like, okay, prime example. I went looking for my daughter a car. When I was younger, the used cars was like 20 grand, 25 grand at the most. Okay. Now a used car, bro, is 40 to 45 grand.
What car are you looking at?
A used car, a good used car.
What year?
A good used car.
A
car that don't have over 200,000 miles on it. A car that shocks ain't about to go out. A good used car.
What brand?
Let me tell this motherfucker something, man. I'm gonna say this. At a dealership. Now, if you buying it off the street, you might catch about 10 grand, 15 grand. But
what year is the car?
I mean, let's say 18. Fuck it. We'll say 2018? 18. Yeah, we'll say 2018.
Let's go for like less than 20,000.
No, they don't, bro.
Yes, they do.
Bro.
What brand are you looking at? Expensive. What kind of car are you looking at?
Bro.
Go and do the research. I can do research.
Go do the research. Go ahead. And you go have somebody riding down the street in a fucked up car. By the time it get to the corner, the engine go been and cut off. The gas tank go been and fell out. Bro, we don't want them.
Man, look, you tell me what you're looking for. Look, my research has already been proven.
It's trash. You're right. 100%. But I don't, me personally, like I said, once again, I'm not speaking for everybody, I'm not speaking for every man, but at the same time, what was the question? Shit. What the fuck? No, you threw me completely off.
Wow.
I did it on purpose. I got real curious. I'm like, wait a minute. I've been looking at cars for a minute now. Man, I know the market. I know the market a little bit better than what you're talking about.
I'm dead serious, bro. A used car is very expensive. Yeah. So with you trying to turn the laptop off and not work, but if you can turn that motherfucker on and make money, that's what you're going to do because that's what your family needs to survive.
True.
So, and then like she said, her husband go to work, then come home and do another job. And then once he, at the same time doing that job, he doing his manly duties as a job. Mm-hmm. So it's like, y'all keep wanting to say, we can balance this. How is that balanced? That's not balanced. That's working like a motherfucker. So he come home to his wife, his kids, which I'm not going to say balance him, which makes him happy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is why he does this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a good feeling. It's not like her. Like, oh, yeah, let's go to work. Whoa, that's some work. What? Hell yeah. Let me turn this motherfucking computer on.
Really?
That shit is like.
I mean, that's exactly how it sounded. I'm sorry.
Like, that shit is like, man, I got to do this. Shit, I got kids, wife. Fuck this. Let's go. Let's grind. Mm. And when you get into when a real man get into a grind mode, mm-hmm. You can't stop them.
But it's an end goal in it mm-hmm. all. So
most definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely
an end goal to not be the situation most 10 definitely. Years from now.
Exactly.
Where he don't have to come home. Exactly. And he don't have to do these. And it's an option if we feel like going to work or getting up early. Like,
but we got to grind first to do that.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I told you, that's what it is. The end goal is to make sure your family at the end of the day is set and good
mm-hmm.
to where, hey man, you don't feel like going to work? Me neither. Let's go somewhere else. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. The kids set, we good. That's the end goal for I want to say everybody, but some men got that extra hard grind in them to go even further. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Real man.
Subjective.
Whatever.
So before I move on and get my little take on that, you know, Scotland said that he want to buy that painting.
You know what, Scotland? It's okay. Like, it's really okay.
Y'all
are really funny.
We take whiskey.
I'm totally
150% not offended.
Hold on, Lori. I'm not offended at all. If you can send me like two bottles of Scotch whiskey, you can have this painting.
And the painter.
You cannot have her.
We not in the human trafficking.
Did I get
you know what? That's my bad. That's human trafficking. My bad.
Yeah.
Y'all wanna go to Scotland next year? We're on a trip. Go to Scotland.
Why?
Yeah. Really, Jeff? All right.
So I got one more question for y'all.
Let's do it.
My goodness.
Would a shorter work week, because it has been like a topic of conversation, mm-hmm. would a shorter work week with full pay benefit a work-life balance?
A three-day working weekend-ish? Yeah. Yep. I think that I mean, just in 2 days, I mean, you taking Sunday and you're preparing for Monday the whole time. Mm-hmm. Your brain is literally operating on, okay, I got to work tomorrow, so let me get mm-hmm. this ready for tomorrow. I mean, that's your prep day. So mm-hmm. to have 2 full days to you and dedicated to your family, because really Sunday, it's like, okay, let me get you in the bath. Let me get me in the bath. Let's find your clothes for the week. Those extra 2 days, you can do a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, you at work once you, and then on Friday, some people are like, oh, let's go out. But really, people don't understand Friday is a work day. So I still feel the same Friday night as I feel if it's mm-hmm. like, you know, it's not like, oh, it's the weekend. Right, really, right. It's still like, I work today. I want to do my regular routine and get in bed at 8:30. Mm-hmm, so, right. Yeah, damn, I'm definitely down for it. Yes.
Dang, that's pretty early.
That's part of the balance. You got to go to bed at early in order for us to get up at a certain time, crank it up at 4 o'clock. In bed at 8:30. We watch basketball till about 9:30. The girls go to bed at 8:30, so we got an hour to each other.
That's a fact.
You know what? That's just married life.
I was literally going to say the same thing. Like, single folks is staying up late.
We up late. We chilling.
But
that's why we got the good life. Yeah. Go ahead. You go, my bad. You go
okay,
ahead.
Kanye.
I cannot stay up late no more.
That's my wife, though. She's like, let's go out 8:30. You ready to go?
Once I'm out, and I'm gonna have me a good time. But yeah, getting out is a struggle.
Truth. But no, I think it depends on the type of work and stuff that you do, if that's gonna work or not.
Why it depends on the work?
Because
all work is stressful.
Every job.
No, you could end up, you might have the extra time off, like that extra day, but now you're working like
you're speaking as a workaholic.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a workaholic?
She's a workaholic.
Yes,
she's speaking as a workaholic.
But you love what you do.
She's like, it depends on the job that you're doing. No, all work is stressful.
Seems like she loves what she does. So I do enjoy my job.
That
gives a whole different perspective to it.
Do you know what she do?
I mean, you can love what you do, but at the same time, you still got to sit it down for a peace of mind every month.
Exactly. Personal growth doesn't come from sitting in the computers constantly checking in on people all day to stay in the top 10.
That's a little stalker.
You know what?
Little...
Excuse me.
She's building character in what she's doing.
Building character?
Yeah.
Whose character? Build... Them or hers?
Hers.
She's probably working their nerves.
That is not true. My agents love me. Okay. They love me. They helped me become elite and be able to win the award that I just came back.
But that's mainly because y'all not in the office.
That's what's up.
They said, Lori, we're gonna make sure you make it. Like my team did that.
Hey, look, I would love my boss too if I sat in my office all day at home and I only get phone calls 3 times a day and had 2-hour conversations like, you know what? I know I ain't got to see her, but I know tomorrow she may not call me tomorrow.
I can't.
But if I'm at work every day, it's a high chance she going to see me. I'm going to see her and I'm going to be like,
that's a fact.
No, I was once in an office before COVID and they loved me then too.
That's what they tell you.
You know what? I applaud you for loving what you do.
Thank you.
You're the only one.
What was the question, bro? Read the question again. Okay. I told you, bro. Hey, I got ADHD, bro. That shit be squirrel. What? What was the question? For real, bro. What was the question, though, for real?
Oh, man.
What shorter work week?
Appreciate it, Dan. My guy. That's our technician over there tied our bullshit.
Devin does his job well.
Good job. Yes. Devin is excellent at his
job.
No. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. It will fuck the economy up. Reason why I say it fuck the economy up, if they give us, let's say at work, we work Monday through Thursday.
Right.
And they're going to want that Friday work done as well. Mm-hmm. So that means they go try to cram that Friday work into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, exactly. Thursday.
We're working in other countries, but go ahead.
I mean, they probably do, but I don't think it'll work
in a capitalistic organization.
Yeah, for us, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Because they go try to fit that Friday work into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
right.
And then they go say, "Oh, if we can fit that into that, then we can start laying people off."
Right.
Now you laying people off. If we can lay people off. Let's say we could take some money from them. So you got all these people that you've been paying this money to,
right?
Losing their houses, cars, because a shorter work week. Everybody like, oh yeah, that'd be a good deal. Not saying you, but yeah, that'd be a good deal. 3-day work, 3-day weekend. Let's do it. The long run in that will hurt us very bad, because for the simple fact, once again, the company is always trying to see what they can squeeze out of a person.
Right.
If they can squeeze 5 days worth of work out of you in 4,
right?
Well, let's see if we can get 3 days. Let's see if we can get them down to 3 days. They pan us. Now, what about our overtime? You see what I'm saying? So now we're getting paid just straight time, but we're giving them 5 days a week, 5 days worth of work in 3 days. With less people.
Right.
So I don't think that's a good thing, because now you, let's say you at a place where you got to do some like 10 whatever it is. What you do?
Whatever. I'm a sales supervisor.
Okay, let's see. Let's say the people up under her gotta have sell something like 14 pieces or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now in 3 days, not at 14, it went to almost 40.
Truth, because I have agents that are on 4x10s, so yeah, they get the extra day off, but now you're working a longer day.
Exactly. So now you got to sell more in less time.
Right.
Because they're not giving you OT. Now it's just 8 hours.
Okay.
It's still 8 hours a day. You know what I'm saying?
It's 10. Three 4x10 is a 10-hour
shift. No, I'm just saying, we said, like, if they do the...
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. Not as the company squeezing more out of that one person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you're doing a job for almost 3 people, why do they need us?
True.
So now they're about to start laying off.
That's why it's time for us to get in positions to be make our own money making.
Facts.
Like
facts, 100%.
Like being having to even make these type of decisions, like, oh, well, how are they gonna work us? How are they gonna do this? Mm-hmm. Like them questions is not for the birds. It's time to get those behind us and get us to working for ourselves.
I totally agree.
These days.
100%.
The fact that we have to balance or try to figure out work at a company or for somebody versus being with your family, that's not what's up. Okay. You know, we just got to eliminate that altogether.
All right. So let's go ahead and bring it full circle. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Shelby, since you're the new one, you know, go ahead and give us your last, you know, thoughts on, you know, just this subject altogether. Just round everything up.
I just encourage everybody to, just try to plan your day. I think it promotes, a better mindset when you wake up. It promotes positivity. If a head start, one, like I said, if you don't get in front of the day will get in front of you.
Right.
And just continue to, even if you don't have that balance, continue to strive to find that balance. Figure out, prioritize what's important for you, what's important for your family. You know, just prioritize your life. Then from there, make it smaller, prioritize your day and how you want to live out. So that's me.
All right. It's a good one.
And I would say, and making sure that you are intentional about that, like follow through with it. You know, it's one thing to create a plan, but it's another thing to make sure there's action and you're following that plan. But I also wanted to make the point of know that you are man and spirit. You know, you have the natural man, but you have a spirit and that needs to be fed too. And that helps you with your balance. So making sure you're spending time building yourself spiritually, as well as making sure you're keeping yourself in good health so that you can be able to have balance.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Jeff, no chaser?
Shit. What was the question? No, I'm bullshitting. It's hard for a man to balance everything. Because like I said, a married man with a big family, or not even big family, because for the simple fact, he has a lot riding on his shoulders, because once he become the man in the household, he feels if anything fails, that's a part of his fail. And when a man fails with his family, it's a hard blow to him, period. So it's real hard to balance things. Like I said, once we walk out that door, it's wide open. The game is open.
A whole bunch of different hats.
Yeah. So it's like when we come home, our home is our safe haven. We need a woman with understanding, smartness, so they can sit down and help us do what we're doing, because that's feeding our soul, that's feeding our mind, and that's she feeding our body. So where she lacking, he picking up. Where he lacking, she picking up. So I think it's only go balance when they all on the same page, when they ain't got to get up and go work for somebody else. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So with that being said, fuck a real job. I'm gonna be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But I love my paychecks though, for real.
I love it.
All right.
Hey Devin, get the organ ready.
You don't need no organ.
I said I was gonna get a ticket for it and everything, but I forgot to do it. Would you mind if I make one real quick?
Go ahead,
make what? What is you about to make?
Ain't about to make. No, go ahead, my guy.
Okay, go ahead. Make your ticket. We'll wait.
While we wait, talk about
Scotland said he planned his day 5 p.m. get drunk, 5:30 get drunker, 9 p.m. got drunker.
I like Scotland a little bit.
Hell, shit.
Not from talking about the painting, Scotland, but I do like the drinking at the 5.
10 o'clock is pass out time here.
Hey, he said 11 p.m. is...
Sounds like my kind of day. We need to hang, my guy, for real.
But I appreciate you, Scotland, because nobody has given me any feedback on this painting. So thank you for being honest.
Yeah, he did follow up on his statement about that.
Well, wait a minute. What time is it, first of all?
5 o'clock somewhere.
No, what time is it now? What time is it? 8:06.
8:06.
What time you say he started drinking?
He said he started 5:30.
Oh, he been drunk by now, so he don't see shit. He just see the wall. He don't see shit. So
he's in love, though. He said that y'all awesome. He in love to y'all.
He in love with us?
No. I say in love. Oh, you are. He didn't
say
he's in love with you.
My God, I was about to say, hold on, Scotland.
Oh, he also said he wanted you to admit that your hat is purple.
My hat is not purple, man. Damn. He's smoking them purple haze, bro. That's what it is.
All right, I got the ticker.
All right, let's get it.
You got it.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Should I have music too? No?
Okay. Nah.
Nah. All right. I know. We're here. When it comes to talking about a balanced life, and we're talking about balancing out relationships that you have, and if we differentiate relationships, we talking about relationship with your family, you talking about relationship with your friends, we talking about your love life. Those are all different type of relationships that you got to maintain, and it takes energy to maintain those relationships. But also when you do that, you also got to have boundaries with them as well, so you can protect your own spirit, protect your own energy. You cannot give energy to everybody. You cannot spend any more energy on people that you do not have.
Facts.
You only have a capacity to do so much.
Yep.
So sometimes you put more energy in your love life than you do in your friendships. You put more energy in your love life than you do in some of your family relationships, because that's what you immediately have right there that takes up all of your energy. Whether they live in a house with you, whether you're married to them, it takes energy to build, cultivate. It's just like a garden. It takes energy to go out there and dig into that garden day after day after day, waiting for that flower, waiting for that plant, waiting for that vegetable to come to fruition and say that, hey, I did this. Mm-hmm. You know, it manifests itself in such a beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it does with relationships. And then you talk about the time that you put into work. You spend more time at work than you do in your own household. Facts. You give them 40 hours a week, and sometimes even 50 to 60 hours a week, building their business that you're not even getting a real piece of the money of. We talk about $1 billion industry, $1 billion company, and your money is only a fraction of dropping a bucket to what they're already doing. And the one thing that you have to do is protect yourself or go outside the confines and build something outside of there so you can see that fraction get multiplied over and over and over again. You have to invest in yourself. So then when we talk about you, we're talking about you personally, your own personal growth, your own boundary. Where do you set the limitation at? Where do you say, I need to grow spiritually? I need to grow emotionally. I need to grow mentally. Because when you're out here giving so much energy to everybody else, you have no time to sit here and grow yourself personally. You don't have time to grow yourself religiously, and you don't have time to grow yourself mentally. So sometimes you get caught in that same loop over and over and over again because you're investing your time in the wrong places. You giving the wrong people energy. You get negative people in your circle, and you giving negative people too much energy. They take energy. They are draining. You need to have a better circle. Look, like I said before, a few podcasts ago, your net worth is equal to your network. And if your network ain't talking about making money, if your network ain't talking about building a business, if your network ain't talking about giving energy to the right places, you got the wrong network. You need to change some of them people out and put some people in there that's looking to make the same moves you making. Because if you're looking to make $1 million, the person that's selling crack on the corner ain't going to help you get there.
Slowly, but he will.
So when we talk about all these three areas about investing energy, about having balance, about protecting yourself and having boundaries, you really have to put yourself in a position to grow. You got to learn how to take yourself out of certain situations and say, you know what? That's not for me this today. That's not for me this weekend. Right. You know what? I don't, you know, I respect that you have issues that you want to talk to me about, but I respectfully decline to listen to those issues because it's draining. You have to protect yourself. You can't multitask sitting at a computer just because you got two screens. You can only focus on one thing at a time. If you refer back to that triangle, you can only focus on two things, and only one of those is going to fall down. You ain't going to be able to you can't uphold all those things. You only got two hands. You can't uphold everything. You can't have your relationship over here and then have your career over here and think that, oh, well, I'm going to have my personal growth. Well, where are you going to put the personal growth at?
On the shoulders.
Even when you juggle it, you only going to have so many rotating at a particular time. Your hand is only going to touch two balls at a time. You can't have all three. And even if you put two balls in your hand, pause.
No diddy.
No diddy. No diddy.
Go ahead, bro.
It's taking up half your hand.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? So when we're talking about balance, when we're talking about energy, when we're talking about just personal growth, you need to find boundaries in each section of your life to dedicate to you.
Yes.
If you're not learning and growing, you're stagnant. If you're not self-promoting, you're stagnant. If you're not trying to become emotionally better, how can you be emotionally available for that next relationship? You're losing yourself. Don't lose yourself in work. Don't lose yourself in a relationship. Lose yourself within yourself and find yourself and cultivate yourself to be a better you. And then you can move on to the next job because you're a better you. You can have that successful relationship and that long lasting marriage because you're a better you. You can't be a better you being and everybody else.
Create them boundaries.
I'm your host, MNG, Jeff, No Chaser, Lori, she giggling. And then our newcomer Shelby.
Thanks hopefully for having
she come.
Me.
Hopefully she come back.
I'm definitely coming
hopefully
back.
I didn't scare her off too much, you know.
Definitely coming back with some topics for the girlies. Hey. Okay. The I'm girls. A girl's girl.
Y'all gonna lose that.
I'm a girl's girl.
Y'all gonna lose that. Hey, we'll see y'all in the next recording. Don't forget to like, share, peace.